Hi everyone, Sandman here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Fritz, and here's what he has to say. Hi Sandman, I no longer care. All I want is to work out every day and take a nap and have enough money to pay for my basic needs and buy all the food that I want. And have enough money to pay for my dogs and car maintenance and house maintenance. I really want to have a passive income so that I could do nothing except my hobbies and freedom. Unquote. Well Fritz, I feel you. Now that you've effectively gone monk mode and are done with women, now you actually want to be done with society too. You want to retire and live on passive investment income. Who doesn't? The problem, of course, is inflation keeps on ramping up even if it's officially at 2%. Now officially it's 7%. The problem is you're not the only one that wants to check out a modern life, and the more of us men drop out of the labor pool, the higher the cost of labor has to be to get us to go back to the 9-to-5 plantation. The more of us check out, the harder it'll be for other guys to check out as well. That's why for me, doing the whole traditional investing thing doesn't really pay off, unless I'm in a high-risk and high-reward investment. Even then, success is not guaranteed. Everyone knows that I'm a fan of selling pet foods and pet products to childless dog mothers in their 50s and 60s, and profiting off of that. But the only stock that I like, Pet.to or Pet Value Stores, is still way overpriced on the Toronto Stock Exchange. So how does a guy retire even if he's already living the minimalist lifestyle? And how does he deal with the cost of living accelerating as more and more men continue to check out of the rat race? The trend is only going to accelerate like a land whale driving down the street when she sees an ice cream truck. The more men stop working, the more difficult it's going to be for others to do the same. The cost of living will continue to accelerate because labor will cost more as men refuse to work. It's as simple as that. For me, the only escape hatch I can see is if Bitcoin does its thing in the next 2 or 3 years. With the network effect continuing to gain steam, I think that many millennials and even Zoomers that are now entering the workforce see it as their only hope too, so they'll plow their money into it. What happens when the boomers die off and you have millennials and Zoomers that value Bitcoin more than gold, and they sell the gold and plow a huge chunk of their retirement money into it? Bitcoin might also be considered a deflationary currency if you could classify it as a currency. My point is that short of Bitcoin or some other miracle, the average single man in the big city in America, with relatively high real estate prices and inflation continuing to destroy his meager savings, is not going to be able to retire, especially as the trend of men checking out of the workforce continues to accelerate. Just the other day I saw a statistic that said 5 years ago 51% of men in America under a certain age, I can't remember that part, are single and not looking for a girlfriend or partner. The same survey was taken this year, and now it's up to 61%. With no incentive of sex to produce, most men will try and get their life on Easy Street instead. I'll discuss more in a moment. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, Profit Specialist Group. Why let some woman use your points to fly her dog to Fiji first class? If you're a business owner, stop paying for your customers' reward points, bonus air miles, and cash back. Robert Rivera is a fellow MGTOW that helps businesses that take credit card payments get rid of those fees you pay to the bank. If you're accepting credit cards, he can save your company $6,000 or more annually on the fees. Watch the tutorial video or visit the Cash is King CC website. The sponsor links are in the description. Anyways, now back to men checking out, and it's going to crash the economy and take women down with it, Clown World Show. I just saw another news story where both women and gay males are doing better than straight males academically and professionally in society. They probably think that they have the upper hand and that they have outdone men, but are probably going to get a rude wake-up call when they call a plumber. And most of them are gone, and if they want their toilet fixed in a month, it'll cost them $2,000. Or some other ridiculous sum, and they'll have to wait for it. The more men check out, the higher the cost of labor for the men that do remain in the workplace. Why do you think the elites are pushing young men into the trades? They know perfectly well there'll be massive shortages of electricians and plumbers, so they're aggressively promoting those skills and letting women have jobs at just about everything else. I think in the end there'll be too many women working in female-dominated fields, driving the price of labor down there, while at the same time there won't be enough men working in male-dominated fields, driving the price of labor up. So a greater and greater portion of women's strong, independent money will flow into the hands of men. Of course, the government is trying to correct this by raising interest rates to bring up the unemployment rate. But what they don't tell you is that the reason the unemployment rate is so low right now is because the men that have checked out are not looking to come back and are basically not being counted. So the Fed needs to keep raising interest rates until the unemployment rate goes up. But that might be what? Maybe 7, 8, or 9%. Men don't have incentives to work and produce, but the Fed needs to get inflation down. So I wouldn't be surprised if the inflation rate stayed high and all that happens is rates keep going up and up. And then pretty much what we saw in 2008 happens again, where people lose their houses. And I suspect there still won't be somewhat of a labor shortage while that happens. I don't think the powers that don't want you to be could have ever predicted that men would check out en masse. And as a result, it would destabilize the way monetary policy has been dealt with for decades. They will try and take things back to the balanced way they were before, which is going to be like trying to shove a round peg into a square hole. Now that men are checking out, there's no way to get the manflation genie back in the bottle. Men checking out are causing inflation, hence me coining that term. If you remove incentives for men to be productive, like having children and a somewhat tolerable wife, then you destabilize your society. So much so that no one is even looking at this problem seriously. No one can come up with a straight answer as to why there are labor shortages, even as the economy is technically in a recession, as it's been contracting for many quarters now. And even the M2 money supply shrank for the first time since the Great Depression. Yet companies can't find enough workers. A while back, I was listening to a podcast where Jordan Peterson was talking to Temple Grandin, the woman that invented humane slaughterhouses for cattle. And she says that we are in deep trouble because all the men that know how to design and build things are retiring, and there aren't enough men to replace them. She's one smart cookie and a systems thinker. So if she thinks it's a big problem, then you better believe it. She goes from factory to factory as a contractor, and her solution is to write a book outlining different types of thinking, and she's trying to get autistic young people to find professions and things that are fulfilling and needed by civilization. But she didn't address the issue of manflation, that men are checking out because women's expectations are too high, and because sex with a sweaty, masculine, overweight female is not appealing to most men anymore. Women are either pricing themselves too high by having high-paying careers, or they aren't quality enough to attract men, sometimes both. They are obese and making $100,000 a year and wondering why Chad won't find them attractive. So they end up all alone with no one to bone. In the end, it won't matter because the birth rates will keep on crashing. That means no new people to take on new loans from the banks, and therefore no new credit expansion of money, meaning that the current inflationary economic model is broken. So we'll have to go to another one. Will America do what the UK and Canada have done to prop up their populations, i.e. runaway immigration, getting male immigrants that are still motivated to work and have families to come into the country? If they don't do that, then things will get worse a lot faster. Even if they do eventually do that, bringing immigrants in from the third world countries is going to destroy the quality of life. Not to mention the countries those men come from are starting to see population decline of their own. So they'll fight to keep their people by providing proper incentives. Manflation will give rise to deflation, which is basically a contracting or even crashing economy. There is no way to stop it using our current living arrangement. We need to boost fertility rates and grow the population if we want to grow the economy. And men need to be given things like sex and reproduction if we want to do that. If men and women aren't reproducing, the fertility rates are falling. Immigration is only a temporary fix. But eventually, things lead to the same outcome. Deflation and a crashing economy. The dream for most guys is to live off of passive income, and that's been my plan after the next crypto run. I'd just invest a million or more into blue chip dividend stocks at that point in Canada where the nominal GDP keeps going up because of immigration, as well as some close-end funds and get about 7-8% return. I'm not going to stop working on my passions. It'll just be nice not having to worry about making money when I'm doing them. Unlike you, Fritz, I'm unable to sit quiet in one room letting my brain break down. I wish I could, but when my brain is idle, it leads me to a path of depression. You say you want the freedom to do nothing or as little as possible, but you need to be careful about what you wish for, because you might actually get it and realize it's not exactly what you wanted after all. Maybe a lot of men got that and then started to take opioids because they got so bored. Then again, maybe most guys just want to sit around doing as little as possible watching television or playing video games, the way they used to veg out as children. I don't know. I find there to be way too many interesting things to do in life to just check out the way that so many other men have. But the majority of men, if they're going their own way from the workforce, will cease being productive. That means that the unemployment rate will continue to go down. We are up Schitt's Creek without a paddle, and there's a waterfall ahead. So hang on for dear life and enjoy the decline. Take solace that it's women that have more debt than men, and that women are the ones that own homes that are all mortgaged up. So if we repeat 2008 all over again, it's going to be them that suffer way more than we do. Not to mention the recession so far is a she-session. For male jobs, there are labor shortages. How about that? Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Fritz for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that governments are smashing the money supply hoping to stop inflation, but that'll only stop when men start smashing women again. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the governments from realizing that men going their own way are the reason they won't be able to keep business as usual when it comes to monetary policy away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.